This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Lawmakers draw government's attention to advancing the country towards prosperity and good governance in House of Representatives meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says false accusations are being made against the government and leadership at a time when development and good governance are gaining momentum. Over 5 billion rupees unspent budget goes back to state treasury. And Israel bombs Gaza cafe, killing 6 people and 8 others die in US attack at Yemen Sana'a. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to working towards ensuring economic prosperity, development and good governance in the country in the House of Representatives meeting. During the special time of the meeting, Nepali Congress lawmaker Rajendra Kumar KC said that the tradition of distributing budgets in a conventional manner should stop and instead a budget focus on creating jobs, increasing production and boosting exports should be introduced. CPN-UML lawmaker Padamgiri demanded that the government inform the parliament about the ongoing investigation regarding the 250 million rupees found in Tokha of Kathmandu. CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Madhav Sapkota drew the government's attention to addressing the demands raised by the protesting teachers, doctors, local government employees, civil servants and microfinance victims. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Manish Jha urged that while preparing the budget, the focus should be on formulating strategies for the country's prosperity rather than pleasing party workers and middlemen. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party lawmaker Gyan Bahadur Shahi commented that some changes in the system are necessary to transform the country's situation. CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Rajendra Pandey remarked that the presence of protesting teachers, doctors and cooperative victims on the street shows the government's failure to ensure good governance. In the meantime, the meeting of the House of Representatives has approved the amendment made to the Banking Crime Second Amendment Bill 2080 by the National Assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel tabled a proposal at the meeting seeking endorsement of the amended bill, to which the lawmakers responded positively. In a response to the queries raised by the lawmakers in the deliberation, Minister Paudel made it clear that the bill would be effective once the inputs from the upper house were incorporated. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held today at 11 a.m. The Tourism Bill 2081 has been presented in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly. On behalf of the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia presented the Tourism Bill 2081. Similarly, the meeting tabled the Constitutional Council Work Duties, Rights and Procedures First Amendment Bill 2079, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives. The meeting also passed a condolence motion on the demise of former Constituent Assembly and House of Representatives member Tirtharam Dangol and former House of Representatives member Kamal Koirala. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said that a shared commitment is necessary to address citizens' problems and to ensure good governance. Prime Minister and Chairperson of CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, has called for proving the allegations that he is closely encircled by middle persons. Speaking at an inaugural session of the 4th National Conference of the Madan Bhandari Foundation yesterday, the leader said those who believed in trickery, conspiracy and cheating in politics have shamelessly accused that middle persons have access to his bedroom. Stating that the formation of the UML Nepali Congress coalition government is the need of the hour, he said false accusations are made against the government when the political stability, development and good governance have taken a pace in the nation. The UML chair further said that the party wished to get further established by its ideology's integrity and credible efforts. 3 people have died and other 2 have sustained injuries in a jeep accident that occurred in Raina Devi Chhara Rural Municipality 1 at Siddheshwar of Palpa. According to the District Police Office Palpa, the accident occurred near the Sarvottam Cement Mine in a place called Asari at around 9 p.m. yesterday after the jeep fell 100 meters down from the road. The deceased have not been identified yet, whereas among the injured, the driver is in serious condition and the condition of another person is normal. The injured are being treated at the United Mission Hospital in Thanseen. Over 5 billion budget from various bodies has been returned to the state treasury, citing the funds remained unspent. The majority of the refunded budget falls under capital expenditures among the agencies. Returning the highest amounts are the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation and the Millennium Challenge Account Nepal Development Committee, MCA Nepal. According to the Ministry's Information Officer Ambika Prasad Khanal, 53.4 million rupees was refunded under general expenditures, while a significant 5.03 billion rupees was returned under capital expenditures. Towards the capital expenditures, those bodies refunding the budget are the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, the Election Commission and the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation. Towards the capital expenditures, the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation refunded rupees 2.35 billion, where the MCA Nepal refunded the budget around rupees 2 billion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Committee for Monitoring and Evaluating the Implementation of the State's Directive Principles, Policies and Obligations has advised the government to come up with new policies and programs in a way that they could determine the direction of the nation and they are worthy of trust from the civic perspectives. A meeting of the committee yesterday stated that the directive principles, policies and obligations of the state are the guidelines for the operation of the state. The meeting directed the government to present reliable policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2080-83 BS so that they can be addressed by the budget. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli forces continue to bombard Gaza, killing 50 Palestinians, including 6 who were killed in an attack on a cafe in the Nusrat refugee camp. According to Al Jazeera, the United States forces have bombed Yemen's Sana'a, striking 3 homes and killing at least 8 people. Fears of famine grow as Israel's total blockade on all food and aid into Gaza passes its 8th week. At least 52,243 Palestinians have been confirmed killed and more than 100,000 wounded in Israel's war on Gaza since it began 18 months ago. The Gaza Government Medic Office updated its death toll to more than 61,700, saying thousands of people missing under the rubble are presumed dead. An estimated 1,139 people were killed in Israel during the Hamas-led October 7, 2023 attacks and more than 200 were taken captive. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with hilly regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places of rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely to occur today at one or two places of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers draw government's attention to advancing the country towards prosperity and good governance in House of Representatives meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says false accusations are being made against the government and leadership at a time when development and good governance are gaining momentum. Over 5 billion rupees unspent budget goes back to state treasury. And Israel bombs Gaza cafe, killing 6 people and 8 others die in U.S. attack at Yemen Sana'a. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.